عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ألا أدلكم على ما يمحو الله به الخطايا ويرفع به الدرجات قالوا بلى يا رسول الله قال إسباغ الوضوء على المكاره وكثرة الخطاء إلى المسجد وانتظار الصلاة بعد الصلاة فذلكم الرباط رواه مسلم. حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that should I not inform you of something by which Allah Ta'ala will wipe out sins and by which he will raise ranks. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's style was that he would ask a question sometime to create enthusiasm in the person that is listening. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this question. Sahaba said, indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what was the question? Should I not inform you of something which will wipe out your sins and by which will raise your ranks? So one is guna is being made maaf and the other is your ranks are being raised in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhu said that indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallam now told him that performing a tarawih wudu, despite having adverse circumstances, it's difficult, it's cold, maybe the water is far away, but despite the difficulty that person has to experience, he still makes wudu in adverse circumstances. And here isbagh means that he makes his wudu thoroughly, he makes a good wudu, proper wudu, keeping in mind all the mustahabbat, all the sunan of wudu, without wasting any water, he makes wudu correctly. He explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make wudu with approximately 750 mils of water. So therefore it doesn't mean that to make a tarawih wudu we need to use a lot of water. The idea is to make the wudu properly like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his wudu, but at the same time without wasting water. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so the first was performing wudu despite adverse, performing wudu thoroughly despite adverse circumstances. Second is taking many steps to the masjid. In other words, a person walking far to the masjid. And a person staying very, very far away. Then for him it's permissible, there's no harm for him to use the vehicle. But the way it's possible for a person to walk to the masjid, there's great fadilat, there's great virtue for a person walking to the masjid. So in these circumstances, a person takes many steps to the masjid. And the third thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, waiting for salah after having performed his salah. A person performed one salah, is waiting for the next salah. This can mean also that, for example, a person performed the sunnah salah of fajr now, and now he's waiting for the farz salah. Or a person performed one salah, for example, fajr, and now he's waiting for the next salah, zuhr. So, wantidharu salati ba'da salah, after one salah that he has performed, he's waiting for the next salah. And the last thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to describe these three actions, fadhalikumur ribat, that is ribat. That is, ribat is actually guarding the frontiers of Islam. So this is actually guarding the frontiers of Islam. Ulama explained, it's as though a man is guarding himself against the attack of shaitan and nafs by him being particular with these three actions. The other thing that is explained is that the reward is hope, that the reward that those people that are getting, guarding the frontiers of Islam, remember when they are guarding the frontiers, everyone else doing all the other actions after that, they are getting a share of that reward because they are making it easy by them guarding and being on guard. They're making it easy for the rest of the people to continue with whatever other work they got to do. So they're the first line of defense. So therefore the reward is so great. In fact, a person who passes away in this condition, person who was on ribat, passes away in this condition, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that his rewards continue to grow for him. Right up till the day of Qiyamah. This is the reward that he's given even after he has passed away because of this ribat that he was involved in. He was looking after the frontiers of Islam. So here we got an opportunity, inshallah, to get this type of reward by us being particular about these three things. So this is not a small reward. A very, very great reward. And it's something that is easy for us to get. Therefore, we should aspire to get this reward. Today's hadith and Abi Malik al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at-tuhuru shatrul iman rawahu Muslim. Hadith Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that purity is half of faith, half of iman. So now the question might ask that purity is half of iman. How come it's got such a high reward? That half of iman is purity, being clean. Islam is such a beautiful religion, such a outstanding religion, that we are encouraged also to be clean, to be pure, to be clean in our ways, in our mannerisms. Imagine every time we come to read salah, we come to pray 5 times a day, we're encouraged to make wudu. After we come out of the toilet, or in the toilet also, we're encouraged to wash. After we come out, we are encouraged to wash. Person is encouraged to make a ghusl also, when he needs to have a ghusl. On Fridays before we come to the masjid, we're encouraged to have a ghusl. So there's so much of encouragement. Before eating, we're encouraged to wash our hands. After eating, we're encouraged to wash our hands. Islam is a religion, a deen of cleanliness. It teaches us to be clean, it teaches us to be neat. So this is part of our deen. So here in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that taharat, purity, is half of faith. So ulama give a few examples or a few explanations that why this is meant. The first is, iman here refers to salat. So sometimes the word iman is used, but it refers to salah. So therefore, sometimes we may think that one word has one meaning. But if we look at it as iman in the meaning of salah, at-tuhuru shatrul iman, that taharat, purity, is half of salat, because halfway of doing our salat is to be clean. It is necessary to do, to be, make taharat, make wudu, stay clean before we go into salah. So therefore, it is, comes in the meaning of salat. And it is an integral part of salat. If a person reads salat without wudu, then his salat is not valid. The second explanation that is given, we know that purity is a portion of iman. However, it is said here to be half of iman, to stress its importance and status. We know that to be clean is part of our iman. But why is it raised up to half, from one portion raised to half? To show us that this is a very important and integral part of our deen, an important part of our iman. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that this purity has different levels, different forms, takes different levels. And he goes on to explain that the external body, keeping the external body clean from dirt and hadas, minor and major impurities, this is part of taharat. What we mean by this is that a person, when he is in need of ghusl, he takes his ghusl. When he is in need to make wudu, he makes wudu. He's keeping the external body clean. Then his purity of limbs from the sin. Purity of limbs from sin. Now this is also part of taharat. In other words, I'm keeping my eyes clean. I don't look at anything that is wrong. I'm keeping my ears clean. I don't listen to ghibat. I don't listen to music. I don't listen to foul speech. I don't listen to anything that is not right for me to listen to. So I'm keeping my ears clean. I'm keeping my eyes clean. I'm keeping my ears clean. Sometimes his ears get messed up so easily. A person goes and on the radio in the car. He's thinking, he's listening to a Muslim radio station. But sometimes there's ladies that are talking. Now for us to listen to ladies casually talking, etc., there's no absolute need to listen. There's not a wrong, there's not a right thing for us. It's a wrong thing for us. It's important to keep the ears clean also. What I'm not supposed to listen to, I'm not supposed to listen to. So a person keeps his ears clean, keeps his eyes clean. Person keeping his limbs clean also. Now my hands keep clean. I don't use it for the wrong things. I don't steal, I don't snatch, I don't touch the wrong things. I don't do anything wrong with these hands. A person keeping his legs clean, how does he keep? He doesn't walk towards those things that are evil. So man is keeping his whole body clean to such an extent. We come to the next part, is that he keeps his internal side also clean. So one is keeping the limbs clean. The next thing that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi is saying is keeping the heart clean from evil qualities. I don't have hatred, I don't have malice, I don't have jealousy, I don't have any type of envy, and I don't wish evil for the next person. In other words, I'm keeping my heart clean. That is also part of taharat, also part of purity. And the fourth thing that he mentioned is keeping the internal self pure from everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, keeping this heart pure, that I don't ascribe any partner to anybody else besides Allah. My heart is only there for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Loving things, people, family, etc., this is natural. But here what it means is that that heart, that inside, that internal part of that heart only has Allah ta'ala in it. That very, very, the closest bosom friend that we have is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We rid this heart of any type of shirk, any type of wrong beliefs, and we have the correct beliefs, and in the internal, most internal recess of the heart is the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see how many levels this taharat have. One is just reading this hadith, At-tuhuru shatrul iman, taharat is half of iman. But to understand it in its real context, what it means, the different levels of taharat, keeping the eyes, ears, mind, heart, and body clean, this is the real essence of taharat. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that taharat is half of your iman. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. And what is the other half of iman, we may ask? Now is doing those good actions, doing the rightful things. One is keeping themselves clean, and now the next part is to beautify ourselves with beautiful actions, beautiful things that we carry out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that kindness that we demonstrate, that charity that we demonstrate, that ibadah that we demonstrate, everything now that we carry out in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now that is the next part of iman. Ya Allah, forgive us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.